learned the Gemara and Daf Gimel on a day towards the bottom, where the Gemara asks, how do you know that you follow Rov in Dinei Mamon? The pasuk that says Achrei Rabim Lahata is only written in the context of Dinei Nefashim. We'll see Achrei Rabim Leroyes, Achrei Rabim Lahata. It says that in order to be Mechayiv Nisa, you have to have a Rov in Shnayim. In order to Pata from Nisa, it's sufficient with a Rov of Echad. Let's see, you have a Bezna of 23. And it's a split vote. Sanhedrin, the judge Dinei Nefashim, needs 23. You have a split vote. So 12 Dayanim say, the Gemara and Daf Gimel on a day towards the bottom, where the Gemara asks, how do you know that you follow Rov in Dinei Mamon? The pasuk that says Achrei Rabim Lahata is only written in the context of Dinei Nefashim. We'll see Achrei Rabim Leroyes, Achrei Rabim Lahata. It says in order to be Mechayiv Nisa, you have to have a Rov in Shnayim. In order to Pata from Nisa, it's sufficient with a Rov of Echad. Let's see, you have a Bezna of 23. And it's a split vote. Sanhedrin, the judge Dinei Nefashim, needs 23. You have a split vote. So 12 Dayanim say Chayiv Nisa and 11 Dayanim say Pata. You only have a Rov of Echad, then you cannot be Mechayiv Nisa with that. But if it's Faker, 12 Dayanim say Pata and 11 Dayanim say Chayiv, then a Rov of Echad, even though it's only a majority of one, is sufficient to Pata. That's all based on this one pasuk in Parshas Mishpat. The see Achrei Rabim Leroyis, you cannot follow a simple Rov, a simple majority of the Rois, to be Mechayiv Nisa, but Achrei Rabim Lahata, you do follow a simple Rov in order to acquit him, in order to pata. So the Gemara says that that pasuk of Achrei Rabim Lahata is really only written in Chumash in the context of Dinei Nefashim. There is no pasuk at all that says you go about the Rov in Dinei Mamon. But the Gemara says, Lachakal Bachaymer, on the first wide line, Ma Dinei Nefashim Tachamiri, Omar Achamon Azil Basar Rubev, the Torah says you go about the Rov in Dinei Nefashim, even though you give an Einash Misa. So it's doch Dinei Mamon, which is more kala koshkin abadi go basarov. So the Gemara says beferish that you go basarov and Dinei Nefashim said it. So one, if you'd only have this Gemara with this pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim, you can say, yeah, you follow Rav and Dinei Nefashim when it's a Rav and Dayanim. And then when you have a split vote among the Dayanim, what if you have a different shayla? You don't know all the facts of the case. Do you follow Rav in order to ascertain the facts of the case? So that's what we started a couple of weeks ago, a month ago. We started as a machlokes last year. We started as a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, it's in the Maamar Kindness here that we gave out the Parshas Hazino. A long time ago. In Perek Tezvav and Isuribi Alocha Chav Zayin, the Rambam writes the following. There is a Mishnah in Machshirin, Mishnah is Machshirin, which not so many people learn Machshirin, but this Mishnah is quoted the last daf in the first Perek in Ksubis. That if you find Tinika Nimtza Mushloch Ba'ir, you find a little baby, the woman gave birth to a baby, and she doesn't want to keep the child, so she leaves the baby in the hospital, she leaves the baby by the police, and let them take care of the baby. So you don't know whether the baby is Jewish or a non-Jew. So the Mishnah says you go Basar Rav. If Rav Tinoikas, if Rav of the women who are able to give birth to children in the city, it depends what the age is. If the Rav of the women are physically able to give birth to children in the city are Yisraelios, then you assume that the child is Yisrael. If the Rav of the women in the city are Nachrim, so you assume the child is a Nachrim. So let's say you have a case, the Rav of the women in the city who are able to give birth to children are Yisraelios. So you assume, if it looks like a child to be a Jewish child, it's obviously it looks like a Goyish child, so it's done with the Rav, let's say a Shvarta child. So how often is it that a Jewish woman has a child from a Shvarta man? So then the Rav may change over there. Means it looks like a Jewish child, does it look like a Hispanic? What does it look like? What does it look like also plays a role. Let's say you have a baby, it can look like a Jew, can look like a Goy, you can't tell what it is. So you follow the Rav. So you send the child, someone adopts the baby, they raise the child, they send the child to cheder, the kid gets a bar mitzvah, he learns in yeshiva, he gets married, and everything is a davens bar mitzvah, he becomes a rabbi, everything fine, everything goes along fine, until his wife is mezana. If his wife is mezana, Then we say, who said, the Rambam writes, then we say, you can't give an Einish Misa to the Eishes Ishes, and so there's talk that the husband is Jewish. Maybe the husband is a Goy. And Ein Kiddushin comes, and the wife we know is Jewish, the wife who is just Mazana, we know she's Jewish. Who says that the husband is a Yid? Maybe he's really a Goy. Aye, but you went Basa Raif to ascertain that the child was Jewish 25 years ago, 50 years ago, you went Basa Raif, and you gave him up for adoption to a Jewish family. And we sent him to Cheder, and we made a bar mitzvah, and we let him down for an almond, and we gave him smicha, mitzvah and tamim, and he's the rabbi in the shul, he's the gabbai, whatever. No, you follow Roy for everything but din and nefashis, the Rambam says. When it comes to din nefashis, suffering nefashis lahakol, and the Roy doesn't help. So the Rambam says that you don't follow Roy in order to give din and nefashis. If you have to ascertain the facts of the case, and you're not sure what the facts are, Roy doesn't help that it should be considered a vadai to give an oynish misa. The Rambam is masik on the Rambam. What is he talking about? The Gemara is beferish. This Gemara happens only to be speaking about Roiv and Dayanim. That you follow Roiv in a split vote among the Dayanim. But the Ravid says the other Gemaras, the Gemara in the first Perek and Chulin, the famous Sugyan, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, Menoha Mil Saddam Rabbanan Nazlina Basarubi. The Gemara says, how do you know you follow Roiv? So the Gemara says, Toshit, let's say, it says in the Chumash that a Ratzeach, want to murder somebody else, gets an Einish Misa. Sayyid. So how do you know that the person that I killed, I murdered, Reuben murdered Shimon. Now who says that Reuben is Chai Misa because he murdered Shimon? If Shimon is an Adam Treifa, then Halacha says that we consider him a Gavra Ketila. And whoever shoots an Adam Treifa, you're not allowed to murder an Adam Treifa, but if you do, then you're not Chai Misa. So how do you have to give an Einish Misa to the Retzeach who kills the Nirtzach? Maybe the Nirtzach was a Treifa. So the Gemara says, V'chiteima, you'll tell me that you check the whole body, make an autopsy, and after I murdered him, then you're going to check every organ to check to make sure that there's no traces of the Gemara. Maybe Malcolm Saif neck of Abba. Let's say I cut his neck off. Maybe I shot him to death. I stabbed him to death. So maybe the place where I stabbed him, maybe the place where I cut his neck off, maybe the place where I shot him, maybe there was a traitor. So you can check all the other organs of the body except for that spot. We still don't know whether the Nirtzah is a traitor or not. So how do you ever administer an Einish Misa? How is it ever possible? So the Hechreach, you have to say Zulbasaruba. The Torah says that you do follow Roif. Or there's a Gemara later in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tosis quotes, and on Daf Samach Tes Amid Alam. There is a Din in the Chumash that an Eishes Ishes Inso is Chayv Misa. An Eishes Ishiv, she's an Ayraham Urasa, so the Einish Misa is Kilo. And if she's an Isha Hanesua, after Nisuin, then the Einish Misa is Chenek. And if she's a Baskoin, she's in, so then the Einish Misa is straight. Three different Onshim of Misa. That's why the Bahag, we spoke about the Bahag counts it as three different Lavin. That a Naira Hamarosa should not be Mizana, and a Nisua should not be Mizana, and a Baskoin should not be Mizana. And the Rambam disagrees with the Bahag. He says, what are you talking? It's one din of Lysina. Just because there's a different Einish, here there's Skila, and here there's Chenet, and here there's Sreifo. So that makes it into three different lavim. That was the taina of the Rambam. Machlok is the Rambam Bahag, where they counted as three lavim or as one lavim. But everybody agrees that there's an Einish Misa, just Chiluk and Misa. So the Gemara says, how do you ever know, let's say if an Eishes Ishes is Mizana, how are you so convinced that the woman is really married? There is a Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in Yevamos, makes a statement, makes an assumption that if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, let's say a man marries an Isha and she withheld certain information. He withheld, she withheld. He never said that he was institutionalized because of nervous breakdowns before whatever. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, make a redinyan. You don't even need a get in such a case. Or let's say the woman never said that she had cancer, that she only has 2 months to go. She's a doctor, says she's going to die in 2 months. Is tachmamish kiddush etoyes? If he has, either the chosan or the kala withholds crucial information. If the boy didn't tell a girl that he has an ingrown toenail, or he has a headache every month and a half, he gets a slight headache. That's not a kiddush etoyes. But if there's a major problem, then it's a kiddush etoyes. And sometimes the Mishnayos have that it's considered a suffix. Mar and Ksubas talks about sometimes it's considered a suffix if it's an intermediate moon. But if you have a real moon gadol, then all the pasukim say based on the Gemara that it's mamash kiddush etoyes. So the mission in the very first mission, Yevamos gives an example of a case where it's mamash and mum gadol. What does a man get married for? The Gemara says in the end of time, it's Einisha El Labon. People get married in order to have children today. It's not necessarily so by the Goyim. A lot of Jews also, unfortunately. But the Gemara says normal people is Einisha El Labon, and the person gets married in order to have children. So what if a man marries a girl, and the girl turns out to be an islandess? Eileen says, not an akara. Akara means they're married, they don't have any children. Hormone imbalance. They keep on going for treatment and nothing works. That's a different story. A man marries a woman, turns out to be an akara. You can't say that that's kedusha tos. Like he didn't know, she didn't know, nobody knew. And if you buy real estate and it goes down, you buy stocks and it goes down, that's not called mekach tos. So all of life is full of gambles and sfeikus, and that's what living is all about. But let's say a man marries a woman, it turns out that she's mamish and islandess. Islandess is a different story. Islandess means that the whole body doesn't develop. Islandess is not the same as an akara. That's not a hormone imbalance. That means the whole body is different. Chazanish says in Chelek Ebenezer that you need separate psukim to say that an islandess is chayv mitzvahs. That you have a zocha, you have a keva, then you have a soros, and you have an islandess. It's a different kind of a person. And you need psukim to say that kedusha natoksin by an islandess. It's not really the same as in a keva. You need psukim to indicate that an islandess is chayv mitzvahs and so on. So there's a mishnah, the very first mishnah in Ksubis, in Yevamos, is assuming that if a man marries a woman and then later on they come to the realization that this girl is an islandess, that we declare it a kedusha tois, you don't even need a get midirabbanan. Many rishonim hold you don't even need a get midirabbanan. Some hold that, some hold you do. There are different shittas there. The very first daf, the first mishnah in Yevamos. But the pashtus is that if that's a kedusha tois, you don't even need a get. So how do you ever know, let's say, if you have an Eishes Ish Zin, so how do you ever know to give an Einish Misa? So the answer is Pasha. What do you mean? An islandess, you can tell the way the body is developing. How old is the girl? So if the woman already has children, the woman is married, she has children, so obviously she's not an islandess. She has no children. If the woman is already 25 years old, you can tell how the body is developing, whether she's an islandess. So the Gemara says here on Samach Tesam and Aleph, what if the girl is only 3 years old? So before the age of three, it is Ein B'yos Abiyah. After the age of three is B'yos Abiyah. Like by a boy, before the age of nine, a cotton, before Teisha Shana Miyam Echad is Ein B'yos Abiyah, and after the age of nine is B'yos Abiyah. It doesn't correspond, both by the boy and the girl, doesn't correspond to Bar Mitzvah. By the girl, the Bas Mitzvah we paskin is 12, Machlokes HaTanoim, and neither we paskin 12 is the age, and the Osabi is the age of 3, and by boy, the Bar Mitzvah is 13 we paskin, and the Osabi is the age of 9, doesn't correspond. So the Mishnah has a case, if a girl is an Eishes Ish at the age of 3, how can the girl be an Eishes Ish at the age of 3? The father married her off. The girl can't marry her off. A girl can't marry herself off before she's a Bas Mitzvah, but the father can marry her off. Ho'ish Mekavish is Bitok Shiktana. So the father married off his daughter, she's only 3.5 years old, somebody's mezana with the girl. So the girl's not going to be chayv nisa dezopkire. The girl is a ktana, katan ktana la baronshin, but the man who is mezana with her, if he's a gadol, if the boyo, she's past the age of bar mitzvah, so he'll get nisa. So that's a mishnah nida. That's on Samach Tesam and Aleph, four lines from the bottom of the daf. So the Gemara quotes Tanina. Afananam and Tanina. There's a mishnah that says, Bashal shan v'yem echad is biyasa biyo. And therefore, if she's an Eishes Ish, Chayav Maleh Mishum Eishes Ish. Chayav Maleh Mishum Eishes Ish doesn't only mean you have to bring a Chatos. If I was Mezana with the girl, B'shoigeg, I'm Chayav Chatos. Yeah, Chatos, you can bring all our roif. The Gemara says it even means that you Chayav Misa. The boy of Eishes Ish is Chayav Misa. So the Gemara says, and who knows that the girl is not an islandess? At the age of 3.5, if she's already an Eishes Ish, she already has children and grandchildren, so obviously she's not an islandess, she's not an akara. If she's already 25 years old, you look at her body, you can tell whether she's an islandess or not. But at the age of 3.5, nobody knows. The doctors probably can't tell either if she's going to turn out to be an islandess. So the Gemara says, Arayif, and that Mishnah, that Azlina Basarula. Unless you'll say, the Gemara says, Hachmaskin B'shekibalola, look, if I'm chalashing to marry your daughter, I don't care whether the daughter's going to have children or not, but I want to be this man's son-in-law. He wants to marry his daughter, whether he's going to lead up to children or not. So he says, Harei bitach mkudash esli, beinim hi islandess, beinim hi islandess. So the Gemara says, if kibalolo, if he's mekabel, let's say a guy wants to marry the girl, he knows that she has cancer. She knows that he has cancer. So it's not a mum. If you know about it, then you want to buy it anyway. So then it's not a mekach tois, it's not a kiddush tois. That's what the Gemara discussed. Achamaz kinah de kibla la. The Gemara on the top of on the base, on Samach Tes on the base. The Gemara says, how do you know to give Einish Misa to the man who's Boal Aktana, she's only Shalashana V'yamech, who's only 3.5 years old? Maybe the girl is an island, is Radaita Tahachiloi Kaddish, and it'll turn out that it's Kedusha Toys. And love the Amina, Zilbasa Ruba. You follow the Roiv to ascertain the facts of the case. Not only do you follow the Roiv If there's a split vote among the Dayanim, that's our Gemara and Dav Gimel and Beis, that's the Pasuk in Mishpatim. You follow Rav to ascertain the facts of the case. We Rav Noshim Lab Islandis Nidus. Ruba. 99% of the women are not islandists. Very few are islandists. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you can interpret it when it says Chayiv Aleh means Chayiv Chatas. Chayiv Chatas, he can go Basar Rav to give the Chayiv Chatas. The Gemara says, no, it's Muchach from the Mishnah, it goes on Misa. Gemara says, maybe Hachmas Kinon to keep Leilav. Maybe it's only if the Chosin, when he was Makadish, is Bito. When the father of the girl married her off to someone else, maybe the chosn said, I want to marry the girl even if it turns out that she's an island. Well, what does he see such an attractive girl? He wants to be this man's son-in-law, whatever, for covet, for money, whatever the story happens to be. So the Gemara says, maybe you can't prove it from the Mishnah, but halacha l'maisa, bottom line, that is the din. You can't prove it from the Mishnah, but the din. So it's na metanina. The Gemara raised the possibility that maybe since the pasuk that says v'hitzilah means you always have to go l'hokel and din in the fashas, you always give a break. In the case of all the din of Hatzala we discussed already, that pasuk in the schus and hamalamet schus and the chayz hamalamet chayv in the Mishnah hamalamet beis amanala lists off all of the yeser chilukim bei mamanis l'in the fashas. So the first chiluk that din mamanis is enough for bez number 3, din in the fashas needs a bez number 23. That has nothing to do with schus and chayv. Salacha, this is 3 and this is 23. But the other 9 differences between Mamanus and Nefashis are all based on the Hitzilah Hu'eda. That you only have a mitzvah of Hatzolah, indeed in Nefashis, but in, that's the top Taisus on Laman Beis Amanal. If you only say the Hitzilah Hu'eda in the case of Dinah Nefashis, where there's one Nidon. In the case of Dinah Mamanus, what are you going to say to Hitzilah Hu'eda? Give him a break. What do you mean give him a break? Why not give me a break? If you're going to hold on to the money, so I'm going to lose the money that I'm entitled to. So whom should they favor? So in Dini Mamanis, where you have two Bali Dinim there, two Tzedorim, so you can't apply the Hitzilah. Dini Nefashis, Dini Malkas, Dini Golas, you only have one person is being judged over here. So then you have the Din of the Hitzilah. So those are the 9 Chilukim between Mamanis and Nefashis. That's what we spoke about last time. That sometimes you have a Mashal Shara Nisko, to judge a Shor whether the Shor is Chayiv Skilo or not, the Shor Shahar Gesotam, the Shor Shahrava. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, Kemishpat Ta'abalam. It says, "V'gam bol of yumas." The Mishnah has a drasha: "Kamisa sabaylam kach misa hashar." Amisa sabaylam b'chav gimel. Amisa hashar b'chav gimel. You need a bezin of 23, but the other 9 dinim of hatzala do not apply to a behemah. There's no mitzvah hatzala. V'hitzil hoeda geit nishtam by behemah. And sometimes you have hakeret. Sometimes that's the case. We need a bezin of 23, and all the dinim of hatzala don't apply. Sometimes you have a din where all you need is a bezin of 3 and all the dinim of Hatzalah do apply. Where is that? By Malkus. Machleg Zatanoim, where the Malkus is enough, a bezin of 3 or 23. Machleg Zabishmal and Chachamim on that base. And we pass like the Chachamim, the Malkus is the Gimel. And nonetheless, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that all of the 9 dinim of Hatzalah apply to Malkus. Here, Malkus Minayin Asi Rosh Rosh, Lam Gimel and base. All the dinim of Hatzalah, the 9 dinim of Hatzalah apply to Malkus the same way that it applies to Misa, even though the number of the Mispar Dayanim is not 23. The 10 chilukim between Mamanus and Nefashis are not all the same. The first chiluk is 3, a bezin of 3 versus a bezin of 23. That's a Xeris HaKosov. And the other 9, they all go together. That's a mitzvah Hatzalah. Sometimes you need 23 and you don't have the mitzvah Hatzalah. We said by Mesis, the Gemara says, by Mesis, the Chilufayla Mesis. Mesis only needs a bezin 23, but there's no mitzvah Hatzalah. You don't have any of the dinim of Hatzalah. Thank you. So there are really 2 different halachas. So the Gemara says here on Samach Testam and Aleph, the Gemara says, yeah, the din of Hatzalah, the Hitzilah Hu'edo. So one might have wanted to argue that because of the Hitzilah Hu'edo, how can you say Aslinam Basar Ruben? You're going to give a person Misa based on a Rav Sarayv, a split vote among the Dayanim. That's in the Pasuk. It says, L'siracha Ram L'ras Acharam L'has. That's a Beferish Pasuk that you do follow Rav to give an Einesh Misa. But would you follow Rav to ascertain the facts of the case when the facts are unknown, not when you have a split vote among the Dayanim? So Gemara said, maybe you shouldn't follow Rav because of the Pasuk of the Hitzilu Eidah. Gemara says, it can't be. Of course you follow Rav even to ascertain the facts of the case. V'haraya by Islandis. We don't know whether the Ketana, who's Shavashanav Yamechot, she's an Eshesish, she was in Skatshabi Abi, how do we know if she's an island? I said the answer is Azlina Basaruba. And by Horegis, Kaber, how do you know that the Neharad is a Shole? Maybe he's a Trefa. If it's a Trefa, so if you kill a Gavrik Tili, you're not Kai Misa. So obviously Azlina Basaruba said, that's what they're writing in Eskival. How can the Ramam say that we find the Tinakan Nimtso Mushlach Bo'ir Sharuba Yisraelios? That the Mishnah says in Makshirin, the Mishnah says that Yazlina Basaruba, you ascertain the child is Jewish based on the rife of the likelihood. Who can the mother be? Most of the women childbearing age in the city are Jewish, so we assume the child is Jewish. So the Rambam says that's only that you send him to the yeshiva and that you give him an education, you give him a bar mitzvah and you marry him off and everything, and you let him daven and lay him and tzav zayin to the minyan and everything. But when it comes to dina d'parshas, then you don't go basarov. You can't go basarov to ascertain the facts of the case in order to give dina d'parshas. So the rabbi asks, what is he talking about? That was the havamin of the Gemara and Daf Samach Tes, that leaz lina basarov. But the maskana was that you do a basarov. So how can the Rambam go against the maskana? That's the rabbi's kash. So granted, the Ravid mentions Islanus. I don't think the Ravid there in Hilchas Yisuri B or the Perek Tezva, where is it? Alocha Chof Zayin. I don't think he mentions the Gemara in the first Perek in Chulin. The same thing by the Trefa. Maybe he's a Trefa. Maybe she's an Islanus. The Ravid mentions Islanus from Perek Mensur, and he mentions also the other Gemara. You see, the Gemara before that, the Gemara goes like this. If you take a look there, Samachesam and Beis. Daf Samachesam and Beis is the beginning of the 8th Perek, Perek Ben Saramar. There's a special din in the Torah, Ben Saramar, the kid has to be after Bar Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah, if he's a cotton, he doesn't get any punishment. Even though Ben Saramar is Neragal Shem Sofo, we give him an Oynish Misa now, Yom Zakva Yom Eschaya. So it's not really for the Aver that he did now, it's in order to prevent him from getting a worse Oynish for being a murderer later. But still, the Halacha says that it's only Mishiyavish Tei Saris. It's only after his Bar Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah, the Allah is Ein Oynish Melkei Masir. You don't give an Oynish Aguf if the person didn't violate some Avera or not. So he has to be Bar Mitzvah. How many years is he eligible to be a Ben Saramara? So let's say he's 95 years old and his father's 125. So he can still be a Ben Saramara? No. So the Mishnah says there's an upper limit. Ad Shiyakiv Zokin Atachta. If he's already older, so there's just a couple of months older. If he doesn't only have Shtei Cyrus on the Heber Ever, he has so much sale growing on the Heber Ever, he can fagid, then he's off the hook. Then there's no din of Ben Soramar. So the Gemara also says, there's no din of Ben Soramar after 3 months. The whole life, the whole possibility of becoming a Ben Soramar is only 3 months. Just like you have by a girl, you have a ktana and a naira. In a Bulgaria, is when we learn kiddushin in the beginning, so we discussed it. The ktana is up until bas mitzvah. Then the first 6 months after she becomes a naira, after she becomes a bas mitzvah, she has the status of a naira. And after 6 months, then she becomes a bulgaris. And there is different dinim between a ktana and naira, very different dinim between a ktana, a naira, and a bulgaris. So too, by a boy, you have such a parallel din. Up until bar mitzvah, he's a cotton. After bar mitzvah, for 3 months only, he's like a nar, like a naira, he's still b'shusaviv, and after 3 months he's no longer b'shusaviv, like a bagaris. There's such a parallel. The goyim make such a parallel. Just like by a girl you have 3 stages, so by a boy you also have the 3 stages. What's an afkaminis? By a girl there are many, many nafkaminis between a naira, a ktana, naira, and a bagaris. By a boy, the only nafkamina that chaps has been a gear to the ben soramar. A kotn and a godel, there are many nafkaminis. Kotn is not chayv and mitzvah, it's not a baronshin, and a godel is, like tefillin, bar mitzvah, and everything. But this status, at the first 3 months, he's still b'shusaviv, and after 3 months no longer b'shusaviv. The whole nafkamina has been a gift to the din of Ben Saramar. Where does it say that in the Chumash? That kol yom of she Ben Saramar is only 3 months. So the Gemara has adrosha. That it says, ki ili ish bein sarera moire, bein v'loy av. Bein v'loy av. The kid, let's say the mashal we gave, the man is 95 years old, and the father is 125 years old. So he's going to be a Ben Saramar. What do you mean? He himself is already a great-grandfather. This 95-year-old, so that's a din of Ben Saramar. And then Shana Bekaleidu, the 125-year-old father and mother scream at this 95-year-old kid. He's not obeying them. So of course there's no din of Ben Saramar. Ben Saramar was only a Bein Voloya. Not only a Bein Voloya and Elta, he's already a Zayda. It's Bein Voloya Haroy Lekroy Sayav. Let's say the kid is 14 years old. He could have theoretically gotten married the day of his bar mitzvah. His wife could have become pregnant right away. 9 months later, she would have had a baby. So at the age of 13 and 9 months, he could have already been a father. So not only bein v'loya, bein v'loy haroi liyosav. Theoretically, the kid is not going to get married at 13. Ben Shmon Esra l'chuppah. He's not going to get married till he's 20, 25 years old. But since theoretically, he could have gotten married at the age of 13 and his wife could have become pregnant, could have had a baby. So that's Bein V'loy Haroy L'Kroy Sayav. Not only 9 months after, the Gemara says, even 3 months after. Why 3 months after? Because by a normal baby who is a 9-month pregnancy, so it's called Hukarubra after 3 months. There is dinim hukarubra for fasting, and the Tanaisim, that's a din derabbanan, another dinim hukarubra. So that's also called, because of the din of the Hitzila Ho'eda, that not only the Hitzila Ho'eda tells us to give the man a break in the proceedings, in the mechanics of how the Bezna functions, the Hitzila Ho'eda also says when you darshan the psukim, whenever there's a toss-up, how to darshan the pasuk, so you always darshan the psukim lahakim. Yet sometimes the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's Behem are different in different areas of Halacha. Moshe, we must have discussed it, that in Kochim, we have a klal, Ein lemeidim lamid men alamid b'kochim. Let's say I have a pasuk that says I learn out B from A. A certain din is written in A and I shtel tzu to B, a hekesh or something. Then I want to learn out from B to C. So I'm kol ha-tarkula lemeidim lamid men alamid except for Kochim. A whole sugi, a couple of blad gemara at the beginning of Perek is Zel Mekoyman, in the middle of Zvachim, the gemara has all the details of this klal. That the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Behem are slightly different when it comes to the area of Kochim. The Ein Lemeidim Lamid Men Alamid, the Kochim. That's how it says in the gemara. The Kochim is different. Or the Moshal and Avodah Zarah, the gemara says that you always go to Chumrah. Whenever there's a slight toss up, had a darshan the psukim, the Chumrah, the Kula. So the Gemara says, you always go to Chumrah because we have a pasuk that says, Shakitz the Shakzenim Saif, Saavena Kecheremu. So the Gemara says, that pasuk, Shakitz the Shakzenu, means that whenever there's a toss up, Haradash in the pasuk, whether Lakul or Lachumrah, so always go to Chumrah. Always go to Chumrah and include more into the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. So similar to by Avodah Zarah, that you have different Midrash HaTorah and Drashis Behem. So the Gemara says here, it says, Vehitzilah Hoed. The Vehitzilah Hoed doesn't only mean try to give the need on a break. Not only the nine chilukim that are mentioned in the Mishnah and Daflan and Beis, but there's another major chiluk. Whenever you darshan psukim, and it's a tosa, and you have a slight natias hadas, the darshan lechumra, so the Gemara says, v'hitzi lehoed, it tells you, don't darshan lechumra, say lekulim. Since you can say, fakir, tezog lekulim. Don't darshan the pasuk lechumra, based on a slight natias hadas. So here the Gemara says like this. The Pasuk says, Kil yish bein sorer emara. So we say, bein v'loyav, that's a clear cut to Rashi. Bein v'loyav. Not only bein v'loyav, bein v'loy haroi l'kroy sayav. If the son is 95 years old, and the father is 125 years old, so there's no din of zokem, there's no din of ben sorer emara. Zokem, he's a great-grandfather. There's no din of ben sorer emara, because he could have theoretically already been a great-grandfather many times over. So even though he's not even married, the 95-year-old son is not married. And then the Gemara says, and even if he's not 95, he's only 14 years old, even if he's only 13 and 9 months, even if he's only 13 and 9 months, he could have got married the day of the Bar Mitzvah, his wife could have become pregnant, they could have had a baby 9 months later. Even if he's only 13 and 3 months, the Gemara says, Kol Yom Shaben Saramar, Ein Elo Shloisha Chadoshim, why? Kol Bein V'loy Haroy L'Kroisei Av, and after 3 months it'll be Hukar Rubro. Okay. No, after 9. No, after 9 is not Roy Lahu. No. Roy Ladiya. So the Sheikh Vazera, the Sheikh, not Moilid till Yud Gimel. That's how the Gemara says. If he's Moilid before, the Gemara has here that Bedoris HaRishon that they were Moilid earlier, so they became Bar Mitzvah earlier. That's not a question, is Manazeh, because our diets are so much better. And they keep on writing in all these newspapers by this one and the other one that had babies at the age of 9, the age of 10. The staka question, maybe we should look into it. Maybe today the kid should become Bar Mitzvah early. According to the Tosfos here in Samach Tesam and Aleph, Yesh Leimar, the top Tosfos, that the Doris HaRishonim, that they were Roy L'Hoilet earlier, so they became Bar Mitzvah early. So them is Manazah also. If we should ascertain that because of the diet, people are Roy L'Hoilet at an earlier age, then maybe they should become Bar Mitzvah earlier. Got to look into it. But the Pashtus is, the Gemara assumes, the Chiyot Zedish, the Gemara has a drasha here, around 10 lines from the top of Samach Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes, the Chiyot Zedish al Reyehu lahargu b'yarmo, so this Gemara darshan, the Chiyot Zed, Pashtus Shav Chiyot Zed b'mezid, premeditated murder. So the Gemara has a drasha that it has to do with b'yozid yankif nozid, to cook. And the Gemara has a drasha, ish mezid mazriya, kotnei de mezid mazriya. That only an ish means a bar mitzvah. The chiyozid ish, that if the kid is bar mitzvah, then is roi lahoylid. He's mezid mazriya, he can cook up shich lazera in his body, that's roi lahoylid. But if he's a cotton, even though he's roi ladiya, before the age of 9 is not roi ladiya, and the shich lazera is not mitame. After the age of 9, he's roi l'diyah, so the shifazera is metame, the tipas keri is metame, but he's still not roi l'hoyle till the age of bar mitzvah. And if he's moile before, it's banim kisimon. That's a sugi in the first parak in Yevamos. Banim kisimon, except that who says that that it's ein apotropos la'arai. So who says that he's the father? Maybe someone else is the father. But if not for sure that he's the father, then the Gemara discusses banim kisimon. That's the equivalent of becoming bar mitzvah. But Doris told Hashem that they were moile earlier, so Taisus Taka says they became bar mitzvah earlier. So that's how the Gemara darshans the pasuk, that it says v'chi eliyish bein sorerim oire bein v'loyav bein v'loy haroy l'kroy sayav, and not only roy l'kroy sayav at the age of 13 and 9 months, if it'll be hukar rubro, so will also be mekel. It's tachdin in the fashas. Din in the fashas, you always go l'kula and darshan in the psukim. So you say v'hitzilahu eda, you always darshan the psukim l'hokel. So we say not only Bein Voloyav, we say Bein Voloy Haroy L'Kroy Sayav if he's already 13 and 9 months. And even if he was only 13 and 3 months, he could have been Hukar Rubro. If he would have wanted to, he could have made a woman pregnant. It would have been Hukar Rubro. Could have been possibility. So that's also enough to be called Bein Voloy Haroy L'Kroy Sayav. Frek di Gemara, Harif is di Gekash. But we know that the Tanoim had a tradition, there are two kinds of pregnancies. There's a 9-month pregnancy and a 7-month pregnancy. The Gemara has such a discussion. Whenever a woman gives birth to a baby in the 8th month, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy? Or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? If it's a premature 9-month pregnancy, then the kid is an Eifel. An Eifel is not a Bar Kayama. If he's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, it's a wonderful, a lot Bar Kayama. So how do you know? So you look to see whether Nigmaru Tziparno, Sairo, there's a post-mature baby that's there longer than the Zman that you needed for the pregnancy. Is going to have the hair is going to be developed, and the fingernails and the features are going to be more complete, more chiseled out. So the Gemara discusses it in a ben ches. Do you assume that is a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or a premature 9-month pregnancy? But the Gemara assumes like that there's such a thing. The Gemara assumes that there's such a thing as a 7-month pregnancy. So the Gemara here makes an assumption, a medical assumption. That just like in a 9-month pregnancy, it'll be hukar rubra after 3 months. So in a 7-month pregnancy, it should be hukar rubra after 1/3 of 7 months, which is how much? Which is 2 1/3, 2 months and 10 days. So freg di gemara. So why did you establish that the halacha is that there's no ben sarah mori after the age of 13 and 3 months? Gave Aita. He said it doesn't make sense to say Ben Samar if the father is 125 years old and this kid who is disobeying the father is 95. So you have to say Ben Voloy Nishkin Tate. The 95-year-old man never got married. He's still the son. So you say Ben Voloy Haroy L'Kroy Sayah. So we went down to 13 and 9 months. Then we went even down to 13 and 3 months. Why? Hukar Rubra. So why did you say only 13 years and 3 months. Zog after 13 years and 2 months and 10 days, there's already no dita ben sara mora, because it's also, it would have been hukar rubra. And Mora says, unless maybe the medicine is, maybe the medical facts are not so, maybe hukar rubra doesn't mean shlishi bura. Maybe hukar rubra doesn't depend medically on 1/3 of the full-term pregnancy. Maybe it's 3 months, whether it's a 7-month pregnancy or 9 months. So the Mora is not sure. But the Gemara discusses, maybe if one should assume that the medical facts are, this is the whole sugya here, if one should assume that the medical facts are that it's going to be hukar rubra at 1/3 of this pregnancy, and the pregnancy is 7 months, so 1/3 is going to be 2 months and 10 days, so why did they say that if the kol yomav shel ben sarah is only 3 months, maybe it's going to be 2 months and 10 days? So the Gemara says, no, we follow right. Azlina basa rubra. Then the Gemara says, to give Einish Misa. And what happened? Shteitach v'hitzila ho'eda. Mar says, no, v'hitzila ho'eda means whenever it's unclear how to darshan the psukim, you go l'kula. You always give him a break in the Seder Hadiyun, in the formalities of the Bezin. That's Lamed Beis. And you always darshan the psukim l'hokel whenever possible. But still, whenever you have a rife, so you follow the rife. So since most of the pregnancies are 9-month pregnancy, so you go bus a rife and you say it's going to be a 9-month pregnancy, and shlish ha'ibur, 1/3 of the pregnancy is going to be 3 months. So the rife, and then the Gemara says, The Gemara says a proof. That's around 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Tesam and Aleph. A whole chunk of Gemara. And the Gemara says, and a proof that you follow Roiv in Dina Nefashis. So the Gemara finally quotes the proof from Eilinus. The Gemara's matzah the proof on Amud Beis. Maybe it goes at Kibal Alei. But before that, the Gemara says, and a proof that you go Basar Roiv is from another Mishnah, in the middle of Hoyaboykin. That the Mishnah has like this. Let's say you have to make Risha V'Hakir on the Eidim, the two Eidim, to make sure that that they got the story straight. So let's say you ask the Eidim, what day of the week was it? So they both say that it was on Shabbos. Parshas Noyah. Shabbos, Parshas Noyah. Then they say, what month was it? They say, it was Chodesh Cheshvan. Then they say, what day of the month? So one of them says it was the third day of the month, the other one says it was the second day of the month. I could understand why he thinks the third day, why he's, because it's Rosh Chodesh is the Thursday and Friday. So he thinks Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, so Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. The Shabbos is the third. The other guy is more of a pekeach. He knows when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month. So if it's going to be, so the Mishnah has, let's say this is Noyak, Lech Lecha Vayera, it's going to be Shabbos, Parshas, Vayera. So by the time it comes Parshas, Vayera, this guy, this Chacham is still not going to know what day of the month it is. So then the Mishnah says, no, if it's already the second half of the month, and one says that it was the, whatever it's going to be, 14 plus 2 is 16, one says it was 16, and one says it was 17, then it's no good. But in the first half of the month, the first couple of days of the month, so if it's only one day off, so he says, Zeyyada biburush al chayrish, vizayni deb shabuha biburush al chayrish, because Roy ben Yodam make a mistake. Rabbi Yehudim don't always know what day in the month it was. Or let's say what time it was. So Bizman is that we all have watches. Whoever doesn't have a watch, you have a clock on the wall, or you ask someone else what time it is. Bizman HaTanoim, Bamaram, they didn't have any clocks, they didn't have any watches. So how did they know what time it was? How did they know what time it was? So the Yosamech has a fascinating chiddush. He wants to say on the Ramam, it's like a maskilish chiddush, he wants to say that min HaTorah, the drisha v'hakira, Be'ez HaShoah is only, was it AM or PM? Was it in the morning or the afternoon? You can't expect that he should know whether it was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They have no watch. Before Chatzos and after Chatzos, that they can know. That's how the Yosanech says. Whatever. But the Mishnah says more than that. The Yosanech claims it's only the Rabbah. But the Mishnah says more than that. Not only do they have to know, was it AM or PM? Before Chatzos, after Chatzos, the Mishnah says they have to know what time. Days are short. So they say, what time was it? So one eight says, it was 8:30, the other one says it was 8:45. So the Gemara says, Adam Toya, people make a mistake in 15 minutes. I don't know if it's Manazeh, if one guy says it was 8 o'clock, one says it was 8:30, I don't know if you would say Adam Toya, but Bizman HaTanaim, that they didn't have watches, so one says he thinks it was 8 o'clock, one says he thinks it was 8:30, so the Gemara says, since Rav ben Yodam make a mistake, so that's okay, but one of them is going to say it was 7 o'clock, one of them says it was 9 o'clock. So the Gemara says that's too much of an error. So Rav ben Yodam would not make such a mistake. But whatever Rav ben Yodam would make a mistake, if Rav ben Yodam ruba the inshe tobi bura the yarcho, if Rav ben Yodam atoya the bura the yarcho, ruba the inshe, that's the lashon of Gemara. Ruba the inshe abdi tobi bura the yarcho. Most people make a mistake about which day of the month it is in the first couple of days of the new month. A ruba the inshe make a mistake, days are short. So then the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that that's okay. Within such a margin of error, that's okay because you go follow Roiv. So the Rabbit quotes this Gemara when he disagrees with the Rambam. Happened the Rambam right that you don't follow Roiv in the Nefashis, that by the Eishes is Shezinso, and she's married to the man, and we're not so sure that he's Jewish to begin with. But he was found that Tina Ka Nimsa Mushlach Bu'ir, Sheruba Yisraelim. So the Mishnah says, Machshir, and you follow Roiv. So the Rabbit, the Rambam writes that you don't give Ayin Shmisa to the Eishes is Shezinso, maybe her husband is a goy, all of a sudden we wake up now. Maybe the husband is not Jewish, maybe she's not an Eishes Ish, because ain't Kedushin Toshim Tini Sol and Akum. So the Rabbi asked the Kasha and the Rambam, how can he say you don't follow Roiv? What about Rubadin Shetobi Bura Diyar? What about Islanders? He's referring to this whole shtick of the Gemara in Samach Tes. So the Kasha from the Rubadin Shetobi Bura Diyar, with the Rubadin Shetobi Bura Diyar, that whole discussion, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, that's not really such a stark Kasha. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the Ragat Shoveh has on the Ramah also. That's really a different din. That's like this din over here in the Gemara. Let's say the Ben Sora Mora after only has 3 months. So the Gemara says, why only 3 months? Why shouldn't you chisel it down further to 2 months in 10 days? So the Gemara says, because Roiv pregnancies are 9 month pregnancy. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Roiv pregnancies are 9 months. So we are ascertaining that this man He's going to get married to a woman who's going to have babies with a 9-month pregnancy. And what if he's never going to get married? We're going to give him an Einish Misa now. He's never going to, we're going to see he's not going to live so long that he should get married. We're holding about giving him an Einish Misa. So what is the guy's a single kid. He's only 13 years old. 13 years old. So you say after 13 years and 3 months, after 13 years, 2 months and 10 days, that's a miyut. So then you don't give him an Einish Misa. After 13 years and 3 months, you follow Rav. What do you mean you follow Rav? You're going to give him an Einish Misa today. He's never going to get married. So what do you mean you follow Rav? You follow Rav to ascertain that what? So obviously the Gemara doesn't mean to ascertain any facts of the case. We don't care whether he's going to ever get married. We don't care whom he's going to marry. We don't care whether his wife is going to have children, post-mature, premature. We don't care. We're discussing being kaveh what the din is. How do you darshan a pasuk? When the pasuk says bein saramar bein v'loyav, so we stretch it bein v'loy haroy l'kroisayav, and not only haroy l'kroisayav after 9 months, after the baby could have theoretically been born, even after a shlishi buray. So then the Gemara says, well, why don't you even stretch it further and say bein v'loy haroy l'kroisayav, since there's a possibility there exists such a thing exists. A 7-month pregnancy, so if one should assume that medically in a 7-month pregnancy it will be a hukka rubra after 2 months and 10 days, and why not darshan the pasuk like that? Moses says, what are you talking? You always darshan psukim based on the rov. You don't darshan psukim based on a miyut. Very few exceptions to the rule. The rule basically is it darshan psukim based on the rov. So that's what the Gemara means to say. This Gemara by the rov nashim esarbis v'yoldas l'teisha chadoshim, this is not a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam is masking with this. When you darshan psukim, you darshan based on the right. Even in Dinan Fosh. The Rambam is saying, if you ascertain the facts of the case, I don't know whether the woman is an Eishes Ish, because I'm not so sure that her husband is Jewish. If the husband is not Jewish, then ain't kiddushin tofsin between a Nochri and a Yisraelis. So if you don't know what the facts of the case are, so the Rambam writes, you cannot ascertain facts of the case based on the right. Here you're not ascertaining any facts. Here you're being kaveh, what is the din of Ben Sora Mor? How do you darshan the psukim? Bein v'loy haroy l'kroisayah, bein v'loyah. So that's a din and darshan in the psukim. The same thing the Kasha, the Rabbi Chava writes, also Rav Soloveitchik said, is also the name of his father. The same thing by the Echad Aimer, the Beznias, what day of the week was it? They say it was Shabbos. Which Shabbos? Parshas Noach. Then they say, what month? Cheshvan. Then they say, what day of the month? So he says the second of Cheshvan, he says the third of Cheshvan. But they both say it was Shabbos, Parshas Noach, so look at a Luach. So the Halacha says that's not enough. If he says it was the fifth of Cheshvan, he says it was the second of Cheshvan, even though clearly somebody made a mistake, it's no good. It's no good. Even though it's clear that a Shabbos Parshas Noach, it would be no good. But if he says the second of Cheshvan, he says the third of Cheshvan, since Ruba the Inshi Abdi told me, Bura the Yarcho, so then you go Basarav. You go Basarav, that what? But still, it's always blind many a day. Let's say they lasted the eight. When did it happen? The eight will come next Sunday. So say, yesterday it happened. What was yesterday? He says, I don't know. One eight says it was Shabbos Parshas Noach, Beis, Lechoidesh, Cheshvin, Shnas, Tov, Shin, Nun, Ches. The other guy says, I don't know what year. It was just Rosh Hashanah. I'm not holding what year it was. I think it was Rosh Hashanah. It was yesterday. It was yesterday. So the din is that that's no good. Most of the Rosh Hashanah hold that's no good. He says, Esmol HaRogot. He has to say what day of the week, and he has to say what month it was, and he has to know what day of the month it was. So if the eight says, one of them says it was Sheni b'Chodesh, and one of them says Shlishi b'Chodesh. So fine that you say he's not an outright liar. Ruba the Inshi Avdi Tobi Bura the Yarcha, we can understand that's an acceptable mistake. That's an acceptable mistake. We don't declare that the man is a liar. So he's not a liar, but it's always blind many a day. One of them says it was second of Cheshvan, which is Kivak, Rosh Chodesh is Thursday and Friday. When is Rosh Chodesh? Friday Shabbos. Oh, I'm saying everything wrong. Rosh Chodesh is Friday and Shabbos. So one of them says, so Shabbos is the first of the month. Shabbos is the first of the month. So one of the Pashas made a mistake. One of them made a mistake. He thought it was the second of the month. The other one says, no, Shabbos is the first of the month. So it's an honest mistake. It's a mistake that doesn't indicate that he's an outright liar, but still, it's always black like any Adaya. So why is it good? Why does the Gemara say, one of them says it was 8 o'clock, one of them says it was 9 o'clock in the morning. So you say one of them is right and one of them made a mistake. So the one who made a mistake, so it's an honest mistake. But still, let it be like any day. And Rishu HaKir, if he says any day is no good, so how does the Mishnah say that it's good? So the answer is here it's also, whatever Abdi Inshi Dito, whatever is a reasonable mistake that people are entitled to make, so we say the Chachamim never required Lachat Chile so much. Let's say the Bezim will ask him, what time was it? He has to say, to the minute. It was 8:24 and a half. To the minute, to the second? Of course not. How can you? The Esmech said only has to be notorious, has to stay where the AM appear. So the Pashtus in the Mishnah is not like the Esmech. Or even if you hold like the Esmech, so the Mishnah is saying it didn't midrabbanan. He has to say Be'ez HaShor. But Be'ez HaShor, how meduyak do the Eidim have to be? Not look, we have to be some meduyak. Whatever, Av the Inchi, the Toh. If Ruba the Inchi Toh, as I say, the halacha is always nikva based on the Rav. So the Eidim don't have to be some meduyak. As long as it's within 2 hours. As long as it's within 1 day of each other, 1 day in the month, so that's also acceptable. 1 day in the week, that not. Because normal people know whether it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they know what day of the week it is. But to know what day of the month it is, a lot of times people are off by 1 day. In the first half of the month. So those kashas are b'chol not shver in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you don't follow Roiv to ascertain the facts of the case, but that you follow Roiv to be kaveh v'alocha. Okay, that's not a kash. But the other two, those are kashas on the Rambam. The Gemara says you follow Roiv to ascertain the fact of the case, that the woman is an eishesish, that she's not an islandess. That the woman is an eishesish, if she's an islandess, then we say that it's a kiddusha toys. That's the first issue in the Yavamis. So how do you say a bas shonon shonon v'yayim echod, miskadeshes aydei aviho, bimbo leo acher, chayvo leho miso, mishum bo alei shesish. How can it be? Maybe the girl 3.5 years old, maybe it's going to turn out she's going to be an islandess. So how can you say, it'll be a kiddush tos, you won't even need to get me the Rabbanan. So that's the case where you're following Roiv to ascertain the fact of the case, and the same thing by the treifa. How can you follow Roiv? The Gemara says, how do you know, minoha milsa da Rabbanan zil basarubah? Gemara says, from the parasha of Ratzeach, that if Ratzeach is Chai Misa, maybe he killed a Gavrik team, maybe he killed a Treif, it was a Gavrik team. So, and it's not going to help to make an autopsy to check. But the kasha from Eilanes and the kasha from Trefa, which the Rebbe didn't mention, but the same kasha, that's an eyes and a kasha. You see, you follow Roiv to give din in the fashas, even though you're ascertaining the fact of the case based on the Roiv. That's the kasha. So on that kasha, the Ragachava has a terrible. I remember once when we were learning in the yeshiva, so I was preparing a shiur for this. So I was preparing, and I worked out most of the shiur. And then around 5 minutes before I said the shiur, I started to look. Does anybody have anything on this? I started looking. So around 5 minutes before the shiur, I saw the Ragachava had everything that I had to say plus more. He had no chateres on my last kasha. So this part the Ragachava has the next part, has everything. So I say, B'shem, the Tzofnas Paneh HaLaram has the whole thing. So he says this in Ishkin kasha, because there are two types of facts that you want to ascertain. Just to give a mashal, the Ragachava doesn't give this mashal, this is a background. The halacha says that in dinim momenis you need to aid him, and din in the fashas you need to aid him, and in dovashet the erva you need to aid him. Din in the fashas is a pasuk, layakam mechi decha pish mechalav and mechal chatas, no, where's the pasuk? Al pishnayim ashlash aidim yumas hameis, lo yumas al pi eidecha. That's indeed in the fashas, yumas hameis. Then in din momenis is the other pasuk, al pishnayim al pishlash aidim yakam dovam. So yakam dovam, the gemara says, dovam in momenis. That pasuk, yakam dovam goes on momenis. Then you have a third pasuk, it talks about a dover should be erva. He's ascertained that his wife is asura olav. He wants to divorce his wife because she became a soito. How did he discover that his wife is asura? So the Gemara says, Yafina dover dover mi mom. Just like by mom you need to aid him, so too by dover should be erva. To ascertain that a woman is an ashesish, is in, so that a woman is an ashesish, that a woman is not an ashesish, that's called dover should be erva. So dover should be erva needs to aid him also. So every single case of dover should be erva needs to aid him. What about the following case? The Gemara has in Yevamos, this on the Marmot Kodesh. The Gemara has in Yevamos, Lamentes on the base. So the Gemara has like this, whenever the Bezin used to be Mesara Chalitza, so they do, that's a woman is married, the husband dies, and he leaves no children, not from this wife, not from a previous wife, not from a girlfriend, not from a Zayna, he has no children at all. So the din is that the wife has to have Chalitza. If he has children from anybody, then there's no din of Chalitza. So the men never had any children. So after they do the chalitza, how does the woman prove later on that she had the chalitza? She always has to schlep the eidim with her. So the Gemara says, no, the Bezin used to write a shtar chalitza. They used to write the document signed by the three members of the Bezin that we ascertain that this woman, she has to be bas mitzvah, she has to be a gdoila in order to be able to do chalitza. We ascertain the woman was a gdoila. We ascertain the identity of her brother-in-law, that this is really Ishta, that's the Lashon HaGemara. Ishta Moide Inhu is Aramaic. He Karnuhu. We have ascertained that the man who did the Chalitza is really the brother-in-law. The brother of the Niftah has to be Achiv Min Ha'av. It's not an all, let's say he's only a half-brother from the mother, but he's not from the father, so then he can't do Chalitza. It has to be Dafka, the brother from the father. So that's part of the Nusach that the Bezin used to write this Marag Gemara. That's the Nusach that we use today also. Ishtamoydeinu, Hikarnuhu, we have ascertained Dachua de Misna Meyabahu, that the man who did the Chalitza, performed the Chalitza, is really a bona fide brother that shared the same father. So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaMaraim there, Ishtamoydeinu Bekama. If you don't know who it is, the woman comes from Germany and the man comes from California, they come to the Bezin in New York. We don't know the woman, we don't know the man. So people, other people come from California, from Germany, and they say, this is this one, this is this one. The other people who come, but there have to be two kosher eidim, because ain't dover should be ever pachas mishnayim, or is it even sufficient if you have ishtamaydina, the hakore can be al pi eidecha. So the Gemara has a machlokes HaMaraim, and the final maskanas of Gemara is, v'ilchaso afilo ayidei echad, afilo eidechad, afilo isha, afilo korev. Even eidei echad is also good. So the question is, why? Isn't it a dover should be erva? We know that the man who died had brothers from the father. We know he has half brothers from the father alone, half brothers from the mother alone, he has full brothers. There are all kinds of brothers he has. So we know that the woman is kukaliyov. One fellow comes along, how do we know that he's a brother from the father? Maybe he's a brother from the mother, maybe he's not even a brother at all. How do we know? Because the Echad says that he's a brother from the father. Isn't that an issue of Dovah Shabbi Ervo? So the Rif adds on a line to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hilchasa, that the Hakoras HaYovam, is sufficient with Eid Echad. You can identify the Yom based on Eid Echad. You don't need Eid Ishnayed. The question is why? So there are different shittas. Rabbi Chaim Moshe is a tshuva, others, not a Yehuda is a tshuva. We talked about the three different shittas. So the Rif writes a Loshen, the Rambam copies that Loshen for the Rif. Because it's not a Dovish of the Yerevah, it's only Gili Nils of the Yom. That's the Loshen HaGemara, also Gili Nils of the Yom. So the Rif adds on a little bit. It's not a Dovish of the Yerevah, it's only Gili Nils of the Yom. What do you mean it's Gili Nils of the Yom? So some interpret that it means it's a Milsa David Al-Gluye. Others say, who says that Milsa David Al-Gluye? Milsa David Al-Gluye Meshakri Inchi. You don't need to wait. So others say Pshat differently. When do you consider something a Dovish of the Yerevah? When you're saying the woman was Niskatsha. You say, a Maisa Kiddushin occurred. When you say Nisgarsha, the husband gave her a get. When you say the Eish Yisish was Inso, they say a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Gerushin, a Maisa Znus. But if you're just saying Hakara, you're just identifying that this man and this, the one who died and the living man, are brothers, Min Ha'av. It's only an Eidus Hakara, it's not an Eidus Anamaisa. So some Achrenim learn that that's what the Rif meant to say. The Eidus Hakara, as opposed to Eidus Maisa, doesn't require Shnei Eidim Kshir. Why should that be so? Why should I distinguish in Dovish of the Yerva between Eidus Maisa as opposed to Eidus Hakara? So apparently you're learning out Dova Dova Mimomen, apparently by the moment as a by the Nefoshis, there may be some distinction between the two. So that's what the Raga Chava suggests over here. Where does the Rambam get such an ein from? How do you explain the Rambam? The Rambam says that Roiv is no good to ascertain the facts of the case in order to give an einish nisa. Forget about all the kashas from the Gemara. Why shouldn't Roiv be good? The Roiv is against the Gemara here and against the Gemara in Chulin, and Akhidal. Forget about the Gemaras. No Gemara. Wouldn't we say on our own that Roiv is good? So the Shev Shmaitzer just writes Pashup Shad in the Rambam. You're going to have to be Miyashir from the Gemara. What's the marker of the Rambam? Where does he get such an einfa? So he says, because the Pasuk requires Al Pishnai Menim Al Pishloi Shedim Yumas Hameis Lo Yumas Al Pi'erech. The Pasuk says you need Dafke Shnei Edim. It means that anything less than Shnei Edim is not acceptable. So just like Lo Yumas Al Pi'erech, just like Edech, it is lower, is not the same level Birur is to Eidim. So Eid Echad is not good. So Raiv is also not good. So Raiv is not good and Chazok is not good. Anything that's less than two Eidim is not acceptable for Birur of the fact of the case. The Shev Shmaitzer writes, apparently that's the mocker for the Rambam. But still it's like against the Gemara. So here for the Gemara we said it's not against. Because the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara talks about the Ben Sor and Mariko Basar Raiv. And Raiv Noshim have a 9-month pregnancy as opposed to a 7-month pregnancy. You're not being Mavara fact to the case, you're just being Kaveh Halachas over there. The Halacha Bein V'loi HaRoi L'Kroi Sayah depends on 3 months, not on 2 months and 10 days. The same thing with your Kaveh, since Ruba the Inshi Avdi the Tobi Bura the Yachas, so your Kaveh, how much Dikonis do the Eidim have to give us? How precise does their testimony have to be? Does it mean it has to be Mamish to the day of the month? So we say no, since Roi B'ni Yodah are in the habit of making a mistake in 1 day, so the halacha cannot require of the Eidim such precision. It's enough if we require, they should know within a range of 1 day. Within a range of 1 day. And since Ruba Din Shitol B'chad B'shoa Achas, Rabbi will make a mistake in 1 hour, so the halacha cannot require of the Eidim that they should know exactly what hour. As long as it's within an hour and a half range or so, it's also good. So that's in being Kaveh Halacha. So that those Gemaras are not against the Ram. The Shabbos, but the next Gemara, the Gemara by the Trefa, and the Gemara by the Islanders. So the Rogat Shabbos says that's also not a Kasha. By Islanders, he's just ascertaining a Mitzias. Is the woman an Islanders? A medical fact. Is the man a Trefa? Is the person, is the Haru, the Nerag, the Nirtzach, is he a Trefa? Is he Nishkin Trefa? He ascertaining Pashat a Mitzias. Is the man a Trefa? Is he not a Trefa? So that's a matter of Hakara. Just to say a Mitzvah is what it is, as opposed to say whether a person is Jewish or not, that's not a matter of Hakara, that's a matter of a Maisa. No one is Jewish without undergoing a Maisa Geirus. So we're usually used to thinking like in American law. We're all Americans, so we think American. There are two kinds of citizens. If you're born in the United States of America, you're automatically an American citizen. And if you're born in Europe and you move to America, you can become a citizen. You have to go through a whole procedure to become a citizen. So we usually carry this over to Kedushas Yisrael. If your mother was Jewish and you're born Jewish, you're born Jewish. That's one kind of Jew. And if you were born a non-Jew, your mother was not Jewish, you were born a non-Jew, then if you want to convert, so you can convert. So usually assume there are two kinds of Jews. There's one Jew who became Jewish, like they Maisa Geiris. There's another Jew who's naturally Jewish. He was born Jewish, he's Memela Jewish. So the Rambam is Cholek on that. By the citizenship, whatever you want. But about Kedushas Yisrael, the Rambam holds there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a person being Jewish without a Maisa Geiris. But I never had a Geiris. So most people here in this room, probably the Ruba of Jews, never had a Geiris. The answer is, but your mother had a Geiris. And if it's not your mother, then it's your mother's mother, or your mother's 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 mother. Or if all the way back to Matan Torah, then Matan Torah. Your mother's 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 mother, 20, 50, 100 generations back, somebody had a Maisa Geiris. That Maisa Geiris made her Jewish and made me Jewish. Made everybody Jewish. There's no such thing as a person who was born Jewish. Everybody needs a Maisa Geiris. So the Rambam apparently makes such a distinction. If you're just trying to ascertain a Metzius, whether a person is a Treifa or a Mishkan Treifa, so then you don't have a Gzeiris HaKosuf to say that Roiv is not acceptable. The original Pasuk in Chumash that says, Al-Pi Shnai Meidim, Al-Pi Shloisha Eidim Yumas HaMeis Lo-Yumas Al-Pi Eid Echot, that Pasuk says you need two Eidim and anything less than two Eidim is no good, and Roiv is less than two Eidim, Roiv is less. The basic pasuk is talking about when the Eidim are made on a Maisa. They made Horad, they made Chilal Asaf Shabbos, they made Ovid Avid Izzah, they made Dwal Eish Shish. They're giving a testimony on a Maisa. So whenever you mevara Maisa, the Halacha says you need two Eidim. The pasuk isn't talking about Eidus on a Hakorah. There has to be such a distinction between Eidus Hakorah and Eidus on a Maisa. But Harai comes up Halacha LaMaisa and Dovish B'Yervo. Because the Rif said on that Gemara Yish to Maidinu and Yevam is Daf Lametes on the base that by a Dovish B'Yervo, ain't Dovish B'Yervo Pachas Mishayim, you need Dafke to aid him. So the Rif writes on the Gemara that you only need to aid him when you're made on a Maisa, when you're only made on a Hakorah, but just on a Metzis, Dachu the Mr. Me'abuhu. We are ascertaining that this man is the brother of the Nif that they shared the same father. When you're only made on a Metzis, on a Hakorah, then the Rif holds Allah Chala Maisa, the Dinim are different. So apparently the Rambam thinks that the Mokar in the Chumash that we say Roiv is not acceptable to ascertain the facts of the case in Din and Nefoshes, to ascertain that somebody is Jewish and therefore his wife is an Eshesish and therefore she's an Eshesish, she's Zinzi, she's Chayevis Misa. Eidechod, the Rambam holds that word, that that's an Eidus on a Maisa. Because you never have a person who's Jewish without a Maisa Geiris. And even if I was born Jewish, I still need a Maisa Geiris. But the Maisa Geiris was there already. My mother, my mother's mother, my mother's grandmother, my mother's great-grandmother. Somebody had to have a Maisa Geiris, not to make her Jewish and Memela everybody, all of the children, all the descendants are Jewish. Not Memela. That Maisa Geiris made her Jewish, makes me Jewish. Every person is Jewish because according to the Rambam, is Jewish, has a Kedushas Yisrael, because there's a Maisa Geiris. And whenever there's a matter of being Mevara or a Maisa, so the Rambam Shita is that Roiv is no good. The Pasuk says you need to aid him. And Roiv is less than to aid him, so that's not acceptable. But whenever it's just a matter of being Mevara Metzias, is this person a Treifa or not? Is this woman an Islandess or not? So that's an Eidus on Hakorah. So the Ragachava says an Eidus on Hakorah. There is no Gzeris HaKosov that says that you need to aid him and anything less is no good. The Psukim are not speaking about Hakorah. The Psukim are basically speaking about when the Eidim are made on a Maisa, not when they're made on Akar. That's what he suggests. The only thing is that this part I had also. So the Ragachava has the next part also, that's what I had also, but then there's a Kasha. There's a Gemara in the end of, there's another Gemara that says you do go Basar Rav, the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin. I don't know if we learned it. Kiddushin Daf Pei Yom Aleph. But we learned Kiddushin, we didn't do that Gemara. The Gemara says, Sokla Mesor from Allah Hazokis. Let's say a boy and a girl come to town, a man and a woman come to town, and they claim that they're brother and sister. They're going along for years, the brother and sister. Then one fine day, the man is mezana with the girl. So would we give him a bala choyse is chayiv malchus? Would we give malchus or not? He's bala choyse, then we say, hey, bala choyse is chayiv malchus, says he was kidding. So the Gemara says, no kidding. If the fellow is making believe for 30 days, the Gemara says, "Huchzuku lamed yoyim b'ir." They came to the city, and they were acting like a, let's say, a mother and a son, a father and a daughter. They make believe that they're father and daughter. And then he's boal bita. Boal bita is chayv misa. A boal lima is chayv misa. So then later on, after we tell him we're going to give you an onish misa, he says, "No, the whole thing was a joke. They were just kidding." So the Gemara says, "Nishkin kidding." Sokun the Surfim Allah Hazakas will give skila, will give Srefa, will give Malkas, if they were acting out for 30 days, if Huksukul Lamad Yom Bliyar, they were acting out that they're a brother and a sister, a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, so you rely on that. It's a gratitude to say that it's a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter. That's also not shver. That roiv. Well, why is that? Why sokun the Surfim Allah Hazakas? What do you mean Chazaka? Chazaka over there does mean Chazaka. Chazaka over there, that also means Ruba Deleisa Kamon. The Ruba Deleisa Kamon is that if people act out for 30 days that they're brother and a sister, we assume the likelihood is that they probably are brother and a sister. And then later on he's going to deny it. He's going to say, I was just kidding. We don't accept his taina later on. You follow the Chazaka. Chazaka means Ruba Deleisa Kamon. The word Chazaka, we mentioned, the Primogodim writes in the Psicha Kolelis, the Orach Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that the word Chazaka, Che Zayin Kuf Hei, Chazaka, appears in the Gemara in 5 different places, and it means 5 totally different things that are Lekarov Zelz are totally unrelated. Yav Cheskes Habatim Shalashon, that's one din of Chazaka. Then Yav Chazaka, Eidon and Paretoch Zmana, Zeruba Deleise Kamon. Sokum Mesarf Malach Chazaka, Zeruba Deleise Kamon. Then you have a Cheskes Morakame, that's a different Chazaka. Then you have a Chazaka, the Hashta, is a different Chazaka. Then you kind of Karka Bechazaka. I sell your karka, so you kind of be chazaka. No, I'll go to put a totally different chazaka. Then betlas didn't have a chazaka. A woman had a baby and they did a bris milah and the baby died and the second baby died and the third baby died. That's a different chazaka, has nothing to do with each other. That chazaka has nothing to do with the word chazaka. It's spelled the same, it sounds the same. There's a word in English for that, but I forgot already. Hamanams. Hamanam, I think. The same word, but it has totally different meanings that are unrelated. So that's what the Prima Gaon work points out, that the word chazaka has totally different, in different places, a totally different context. Cheskes Habatim is one din, and Yikoyne Karka B'Chazaka is an opposite din. The Gemara's dinim are opposite from each other. Cheskes Habatim is to prove that the Karka is mine, so you need Achilas Peres. Achilas Peres is not Koyne. If you sell me Karka and I rip off apples from the tree, I'm not Koyne. I have to make a Tikkun HaKarka. Rofak Bapurta. I have to make a Tikkun HaKarka. Tikkun HaKarka is no good for Cheskes Habatim. The opposite. And chazaka, I have a piece of flesh and it's sitting in the refrigerator. I don't know whether we're soaking in milk or not. That's a chazaka to make korah. Chazaka kamaisa, it's a different din. And whoever, hamotzi mechaber olav harai, whoever is muchzik in the moment, that chazaka is a different din. Every chazaka is a different din. So this soaking of the sar from ala chazaka is, this means that rubit alaysa kamon. The likelihood is that if they're making believe for a month that they're brother and sister, they probably are brother and sister. If they're acting out for lamad yom, that it's a father and a daughter, a mother and a son, so the Ruba Deleisa Kamon is that it's probably a son. So how come over there the Ruba Deleisa Kamon is followed to administer an Oynish Mises Bezen? The Rambam claims that you can't follow Roif to give Misa. So the answer, so the Raga Chava says that's not Shver. Based on the Teretz that he gave, that's not Shver. Because they're also, they ascertain a mother and a son, that's not a Maisa. That's a Metzias, a mother and a son. He was born to her. You don't need a Maisa later. Even if it's a Yetzer Deifen also, you don't, a mother and a son, a Yetzer Deifen is also a mother and a son. You don't need a Maisa later there. That's a Metzius de Gezach. That's like Ishtamaydinu, like the Gemara says. That's an Eidus Hakor over there. So in a matter of Hakor, the Rambam will be masking that you follow a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. The Kasha that remains though, the Kasha that I thought that remains, the Ragachal Farempha is my Kasha. The Kasha that I thought remains is, the Rambam quotes the Gemara has another case of Sokum and Sarf Machazokas. A couple move into town and they claim that they are husband and wife. Now there's no way in the world to be husband and wife without making a Maisa Kiddushin. They can't be born husband and wife. Somebody had to make a Maisa Kiddushin. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara also. A couple move into town and they claim for 30 days that they're husband and wife. And then the wife goes and she's Mizana with somebody else and they're holding that giving Misa. And then they say they were kidding. They didn't mean it. So the halacha says, Sokulam is Sorfim Allah Hazokas. We follow the Ruba Deleisa Kamon to ascertain that they are truly husband and wife. So that Rambam quotes Agamar. That Rambam is a contradiction to this Rambam. There you're talking also Ruba Deleisa Kamon to ascertain the facts of the case on a matter which is not totally just in a Metzias, like islandess. Is the woman an islandess? Is the person a treifa? Is this a mother and a son? Is it a father and a daughter? Is it a brother and a sister? Not just talking about metzias. An eshes ish can only be with a maisa kiddushin. And nonetheless, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that sokum and mesorfim alach hazokas covers that too. We ascertain the woman, we declare the woman is an eshes ish because of the ruba deleisa kamon, that they were living together like a husband and wife. So when I was preparing my shiur years ago, I had a kasha, I didn't have a teretz. So within 5 minutes before the shiur, I was mishing, looking in a different svarim. So I found the Rogachov in three lines, had my whole shtickle teretz from the beginning to the end, with this kasha, with a teretz. So he had a teretz on this kasha also. So he writes the following. He says, when the couple comes to town, and they act kederech ish v'ishtoi, they claim that it's Mr. and Mrs. Whatever, that they're married. Maybe they are married, maybe they're not married. So even if they're not married, they just became married. By living together in the apartment, kederech ish v'ishtoi, we don't see what's going on in the bedroom, but we assume that eidonim also be losa bilosnus. We assume, if they claim that they're living together, so the stam and the mamish living together, kederech ish v'ishtoi. So all of the people in the city who know that they're making believe that the husband and the wife are considered as if they're Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar, or that there's a Kiddush Biyah going on. So either they were married from before, or they just got married under our noses. They just got married now with a Kiddush Biyah. That's what the Ragachov writes. Rav Chaim Olozhiner also has such a tshuva. He doesn't talk about Reuven Dinin Vav, doesn't talk about this whole story, as in the Chutam Shulosh, as one of the tshuvas of Rav Chaim Olozhiner is about this halach of Sokum Vesor from Allah HaZokis. So he quotes, I think, a tshuvas of Rivosh, who says like that, that if a husband and a wife come to town, man and a woman come, and they claim that they're married, the reason, and they continue to claim so for 30 days, and then the Gemara says, Sokum Vesor from Allah HaZokis, if they're acting like that for 30 days, we assume that they're married. So he also writes such a hesed. It's not that we assume this is proof, conclusive proof that they were married. Because either they were married or they just got married under our noses, and that's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. And there Rav Chaim Olozhiner goes further to discuss it. Is that Dos Heist Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar? Nobody's even there. Just the people in the neighborhood know that they claim. That's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. So Rav Chaim Olozhiner quotes, there's a Gemara in Yevamis that we discussed a little bit on Mem Vav, I think, and Mem Hey, we discussed it right at the beginning of Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a case, a woman comes and she says, Nizgayarti beini lebein atzmi. She converted, and there was no bezin at the time that she converted. So the Gemara says, but everybody in town knows her, she's a very religious woman, she's married, she goes to mikveh every month, everybody knows. So the Gemara says, since Miloy Tavla Linilusa, since we know that every month a woman obviously goes with a sheitel, a long dress and everything, so obviously she's married, she's observing Taras HaMishpacha, so obviously she goes to the mikveh, so it's considered as if you had a bezin watching when the woman was tavla in the mikveh. That's one pshat in Taisus. Taisus says, since everybody in the community knows, no one knows exactly, but everybody understands that the woman is very religious, probably goes to mikveh, so it's considered as if you have a bezin watching when the woman is tavla in the mikveh. That's one pshat in Taisus. The other day in Taisus says, no, that's not so. That's not so. And there is no lifeguard in the mikveh either, Taisus says. You don't have a bezin of shloshi, you don't have a bezin of echot. That's when we had the 2 days in Taisus, whether if you hold mederais echad nami kosher, does it apply to geiris or not. So there were 2 days and 2 Taisus and 1 daf apart, and you want with 1 daf nam hey, 1 daf nam vav. So one Taisus argues, when the woman is tavla in the mikveh, but there's no bezin watching, so one answer Taisus gave was, everybody in the city knows she's observing Taras HaMishpacha, that's the equivalent of a bezin watching. The other day in Taisus was a chiddush that you only need a bezin for gerus at the time of Kabbalos Ol Mitzvahs. There's no need for a bezin to watch when the gerus tavla in the mikveh. That's a common issue. Let's say a woman converts. A woman converts. What are you going to have a bezin watching when a woman is all undressed? She's going to be tovel in the mikveh. So there's a way to solve the problem. You have the woman wear a loose bathrobe, or you have a big sheet with a hole in the middle. The head is above the sheet, and she. So the bezin is standing in the room, and the woman makes the kabbalah on this, and she's tovel in the mikveh, and the bezin walks out. That's the way most of the batei din do it. But many of the rabbanim, many of the heiligit tzaddikim, Rav Shmuel Salant, and many others, they wouldn't stand in the mikveh, they would stand in another room and they would talk to the woman. And they would have the mikveh lady watch that she goes under her head under the water. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole shuv about that in Igros Moshe, is that acceptable or not? That was the practice by many rabbanim. So Rav Moshe says that it's not right. You shouldn't he documents which tzaddikim did it, Rav Shmuel Salant, and before and after. Many Bata Dina did it. And then he says that it's not proper, that it depends on the 2 days in Tarsus. According to one day in Tarsus, you don't need a bezin for the tefillah. You only need a bezin for the kabbalas on mitzvahs. And according to the other day in Tarsus, no, you need a bezin for the tefillah also. So it's not right the bezin should stand in the other room. Milo Tavlan Lenigus, if everybody knows that the woman is very religious and she's observing Taras HaMishpacha, so that one day in Taisa is considered Kilo, the Bezin is watching when she's Tavlan Lenik, because they know that that's what she does. But if the Bezin doesn't know anything, the Bezin's standing in the other room, the Mikvah lady says she was Tavlan the Mikvah, so then you don't have a Bezin. So Ramosha says that you shouldn't do such a Geiris, to have the Bezin stand in the other room. And if you did such a Geiris, the Gioris is a Suffolk Gioris, Suffolk Nachris. He says you should repeat the Tefillah again without a bracha. The Bezin should be in the room. It's not right, he says. It's a tshuva that he wrote to Dain Grossman. Dain Grossman is from London. Dain Zachar Baruch passed away 2 years ago. So he wrote a long tshuva about this 35 years ago. And he quoted all the Mar Mekayimus. Rav Moshe read through the whole tshuva and he said that it's a Sveik Edina within such a Gioris Gura. So the Rav Chaim Alojana has in his tshuva that I think he mentions that's a svar, that even if you follow that opinion in Taisus, the 2 days in Taisus, whether the fact that everybody's common knowledge, everybody in the community knows that the woman observes Taras HaMishpacha. So one day in Taisus is that it's considered Kilo, the Bezin is watching when she's tovel in the mikveh, and the other day is that it's not considered Kilo. So even if you hold that it's not considered Kilo, there's makom to say that's only when you need a Bezin Lekim Adova for Geiris. But for Kiddushin, when you don't need a Bezin Lekim Adova, just need Eidus Lekim Adova. If everybody in the community knows that they're claimed to be married and they're living together, Kederach Ish V'Yishtoi, so then it is considered Eidus Lekim Adova, that there's a Kiddushin Biyah. That's how Chaim Olojan says. So that's what the Ragachov Farem for Zanistir and the Ramah. If the Ramah himself claims that you don't follow Roif to ascertain facts of the case, when it's a Dovashal Maisa, if it's a Dovashal Hakora, the Ramah also has to be masked. An Indian of Hakara to ascertain whether it's a brother and a sister, a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, to say whether it's an islandess, to say whether it's a treifa, Dabash al Hakara, so that's often a Gemaris. So the Rambam quotes the Gemaris also. The Rambam is masking that you do follow right to ascertain a matter of Hakara. But it was not just to ascertain a metzias of a case, it's to be mevar whether a maisa occurred, whether there was a maisa geiris done that makes this husband Jewish, whether there was a maisa kedushin. So then the Rambam would say that you wouldn't follow Rav. The Rav would not be good to give an Einesh Din in the Fashas. So the Kasha is, what does the Rambam do with his own Din? He quoted the Din, Sokol Masar from Allah Hazokas, even to ascertain that a husband and a wife are married. Does Tachmamish HaMaisi Kiddushin? So that's what the Ragachava Farem for that Kasha. He says, no, there, Im Naniach, either they were married from before, and if it's not true that they were married from before, the fact that they're living together like a husband and a wife, and they claim that they're living together, that's considered Eidus Lekim Adova on the Kiddush Ibiya. Because the Gemara says, Heinein Eri Yichud, Heinein Eri Biya, that you don't have to have, the Chachamim didn't require that they should see Kimikhol Bishwa Feris. Good to cash. That's what the Ragachava says. I don't know. I didn't think, I worked out the Cheshbon up until this. The Ragachava claims he has a teretz on this. Okay. Less than 30 days people will make believe things that are not true. But the Gemara says if it goes on for 30 days, then we really assume that it's so. Really assume that what's so? So we really assume that it's really a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter. What do you mean? You really assume that they're married? What if the Taka not married? So he says, no, they just got married in front of us. If it's less than 30 days, you say that people are putting on an act. Let's say they put on shows on Broadway. They say just because they act as if the husband and the wife in the movies, they act as if, but they're not married to each other. So since they're only acting for a couple of hours, it doesn't mean anything. But if they put on the act for 30 days, and they lead everybody in the community on to believe that they're really husband and a wife, so that's called a chazoka. So then the chazoka works. The Ragachava happens to say that in another tshuva. That was a different shaila.
Let's really not famous Russian.
Right. So one, there was a Rav in London many years ago by the name of Rav Tzvi Ferber, I think his name was, who published a whole sefer on civil marriages. In between the First World War and the Second World War, became a common practice, unfortunately, many Jews in Europe got married civilly, they didn't make chuppah v'kiddushin. So the shaila was, when the marriage ends up in a divorce, is there a need for a get? So l'chatchila, all the batei dinim required a get. L'chatchila l'chum, what if he can't get a get? Let's say the husband disappeared, you can't get a get. So this Rav Ferber from London sent letters to all the rabbanim, and he published. So 98% of all the rabbanim said, bottom line, you don't need a get, except for the Ragachova and Rav Henkin in New York. That's it, right. So Rav Henkin said, because ain't on the Masabi Losabila's news, and we assume that it meant Lashenki Du should be it. And the Ragachova gave a different hesbe. He said she's a Pilegish, and Pilegish is a Mikzas Ishus, a whole problematic statement. The Dvar Avram quotes also that the Dvar Avram sent a letter to this Rav Ferber, commenting on the letter of the Ragachova. So he says there's certain words in the Ragachova's letter, we're not even sure how to read them. And he says he's also very surprised about the whole sheet of the Ragachova. That's another thing, that the Ragachova holds that a Pilegesh, if they miyuchet with each other, so that's also a lower form of issue, without any Kiddushi Kesef Shtaradiyah. That's his Chiddush, that's a different word. No, but this word on the Rama works even without that. He says, we assume Eirana must be lost be losnos. So we assume that he was Mekadosh HaBibiyah under our noses. We were watching that he was Mekadosh HaBibiyah. Either we didn't see anything. No. The Allah is Kaveh that you don't have to see. That's how we had a Chuvus Maimini when we learned Kiddushin. So we had a Chuvus Maimini said that when the Chassan gives the ring to the Kalah, the Kiddushin have to see the Mesiris HaTabas. Either when the Chassan is Mekadosh HaBibiyah, they don't have to see. They don't have to see the Maisa Bibiyah. So he says, well, Mesara HaKosav Ela LaChachamim, the Chachamim will kaveya in each and every case how much it's necessary to see. So in Kiddushi Kesef, where there's nothing improper, there's nothing embarrassing about seeing, so they have to see everything, from A to Z. They have to see the way he gives over the ring. Kiddushi Bia, where it's improper, so La Mesara HaKosav Ela LaChachamim, so they said, Siginuk, if they see that they're living Kedera, Kedera Chishta Bishta. To the best of their knowledge, they're doing Kiddushi Bia. So that's what the Chuvus HaRivosh says. That's what the Rav Chaim Volozhin has his Chuvus. If a couple live in a city for a month and they claim that they're married, even if it's not so, even if they're not married, but since they're living Kederach Yishv Yishto, that's considered as if there are Eidei Kiddushin and the Kiddushi Biyam. Some Akhrenim want to say like that, yeah. Some Akhrenim want to say Chilik. That what? That the Shev Shmaitza says like that. The Shmaitza says like that. The Rambam says is no, you don't follow Roiv in order to give an Einish Miso. That's by Ruba de Isikam one. When the baby was found two weeks old on the steps of the police station, so at that time we ascertain how many women lived in the community who are able of childbearing age. So most of those women were Jewish, so that's a Ruba de Isikamon. Ruba de Isikamon is Shvacha. You have a Ruba de Leisikamon to ascertain that a woman is not an islander, or to ascertain that someone is not a treifa. So Ruba de Leisikamon is better. That's how the Shev Shmaitzer writes. That's the Chilik. So the Shev Shmaitzer gets stuck a little bit. Isn't that against the Gemara in Chulin, the first text in Chulin? The Gemara says, Menu ha-mil sa dam rabban an zil basa ruba. How do they know you go basa ruba? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Menu ha-mil sa? A pasuk in mishpat, macharam l'hatas, it says you go basa ruba. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Dilma, maybe the pasuk only says you go basa ruba of dayanim when you have 23 dayanim and it's a split vote. That's a ruba de isa come on. Maybe Ruba de Isikamon is good, but Ruba de Leisikamon is weaker, how do you know? So the Gemara finally ascertains, even follow Ruba de Leisikamon. So the Shev Shmaitzer says, and himself, how can I say within the Rambam that Ruba de Isikamon is weaker? You see from the Gemara Fakir. So the Shev Shmaitzer says, Sinishkin Kash. The Gemara only said it as a Havamin. Minoha Mil Saddam Ahman Zilbas. So Ruba said it it's a Pasuk. Then they said a Havamin, and maybe the Pasuk is only a split vote in the Bez and the Isikamon. Maybe Laisa Kamon is weaker. I have a meaning. But finally, a daf later, the Gemara comes to the conclusion it's not. So once you get to that conclusion, not only is a Laisa Kamon good, it's even superior to an Isa Kamon. A Ruba Laisa Kamon is even better, and that's what the Rama meant to say. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer says. Then the Shev Shmaitzer proceeds to go weiter and to discuss Sofek Mamzer. The din is that Sofek Mamzer is Mutam and Atar. Does it make a difference if it's a Sofek Hashok or 50-50? What if there's a Roiv? So the Shev Shmaitzer wants to say it makes a difference whether it's a Ruba de Isikamon versus a Ruba de Leisikamon. That if it's a Ruba de Isikamon, then it's a weaker Roiv. Ruba de Leisikamon would be better. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan has a tshuva where he says, We don't accept that shesh mas. He says, you see from the Gemara's habamin and chulin that the Gemara thought the Rubidi Sikamon is stronger. So true, the Gemara backed out and they said, Rubidi Delay Sikamon is also acceptable, but you're going to tell me that Lafia Maskana Rubidi Delay Sikamon is superior. He says, we don't accept that word from the shesh mas. The first word of the shesh mas said that he does accept it. The shesh mas said, what is the mocker for the Rambam? Where did the Rambam get this idea from? The Rambam writes, Yeroyali, if there's a Tina Kandimtso Mushloch Bo'ir, and the Reif, and you don't know whether the child is Jewish or non-Jew. But since the Reif of the women who are childbearing age are Jewish, and you assume that the child is Jewish. So the Rambam cites, Yeroyali, when the child grows up and he gets married, you can't give his wife an Anish Misa for Asian Sishas Inse, you don't give an Anish Misa based on a Reif. So where did the Rambam get that Yeroyali from? So the Shmaitzer said that's based on a Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Al Pishnai made him, Al Pishloish Adim Yumas Ameis means only Adis, and anything less than Adis is not acceptable, and Raib is less than Adis. So that part of the Shev Shmaitza we do accept. Rav Chanan of Asman is a long Arich and says that's correct. But the other part of the Shev Shmaitza that he says, the Farem for all the Kashas of the Raib, he says all the Gemaras are talking about Leisekaman. Ram's talking about Isekaman. And Rubid Isekaman is weaker than Rubid Leisekaman. The Gemara in Chulin is only a Habamina. Once you get to the Maskana, if everything is upside down, so that Rabbi Kohana says he doesn't accept that. I think most of the Poskim didn't accept that. That shtickle Torah of the Shesh Mait said that they didn't accept. The first part of the Shesh Mait, that's not a shtickle Torah. That's Pshat in the Rama. Where did the Rama base it on that? You can't give Misa based on a Roi, because the Pasuk says he needs Shnei Edim. Anything less than Shnei Edim is not acceptable. But this word, the Isakamal Isakamon, the Shesh Mait says, and the Poskim don't like it. So just to review Bikitzer, there are clearly several Gemaras that discuss following Roiv and Din and Nefashis. One is on Gimel Amud Beis, Roiv and the Dayanit. That's clear you go Basar Roiv. That's the fact. Then you have the Sugya and Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph, that you go Basar Roiv to ascertain that the person is Nishkin Trefer. That no one argues with that. Everybody's masking. Then you go Basar Machtes, you go Basar Roiv to ascertain that the woman is Nishkin Islandist. Everybody agrees to that also. Then you have, fine. Then you have Gemaras that you go Basarayv and being Kaveh the Dinim. Being Kaveh the Dinim. Bain Saramar, Bain Valoyha, Bain Valoyha, Roy, the Christ Ayav. So that is Nikva based on the Roy. Since Roy Noshim have a 9-month pregnancy, so we Kaveh the Aloha, Bain Saramar. Not that we are ascertaining that he's probably going to marry, we're going to bump him off, we're going to give him Isa, he's never going to get married. And this guilt, he's not going to get married. So we're not being mevarech what kind of a pregnancy his wife is going to have. He's not going to have a wife, he's not going to have any children. We're going to give Misa today. We kaveh the dinim in the chumash based on what the roiv is. That's a Ramban in the beginning of Brachos, right, like that. That normally, ruba the ruba of the case is you're darshan the psukim according to the roiv. So there you're darshan bein v'loi haroi l'koi sayah based on the roiv uber, roiv iburim on 9-month iburim. And the same thing by the Kviyas of the Edom have to know Beza Shor, the Edom have to know Beza Yom Bachodesh. So since Ruba Dinshi, Abdi, the Tobi, Bura Diyako, Ruba Dinshi, Adam Toy, Beshoachas, etc., the Sudi himself and Dafinala, so whatever right when the other make a mistake, and so of course you follow up to be Kaveh the Din, that Allah doesn't require such dichotomies. If all people make a mistake, so Allah can require superhuman dichotomies. So of course he don't require that. So that the Rambam is also asking for. The Rambam only has his case. So that's the Shaila. Manish Tana, the Rambam's case, when the cases of violinist and the cases of Trefus. So the Shev Shmaitzer has that chiluk between Isid Kamon versus Leisid Kamon. And the Ragat Shabbat had a whole different mahala. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. In this week's Sedra, the Torah has the Yisoid of Schar V'Yoinesh. That the whole Dora Mabel was all... It was all Bali Aver, they all deserved to be Nenesh, and they were all punished except for Noach, Tzadik Tamim Hayu, but the rest of he, and he had a Hashpuanis children, so they wouldn't eat so. If he wouldn't have had a Hashpuanis children, they would have also died. His children were also Tzadikim to a certain extent. So the Medrash has a comment, they assume that his wife must have been also Shtikol Tzadikis, otherwise they wouldn't have been able to. If the wife is a Marshas and the husband is a Tzadik, so they won't be Matzlich and having such wonderful children. So one opinion in the Medrash is, commenting on the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, that says that there was a brother and a sister, there was two Volkayin, he was Leitish Kol Charesh Nechoshes Avarzel, which may or may not mean that he made weapons, may not necessarily mean that, but he was good for nothing. And his sister, Bachos Tuvo Kainamo, the Rashi quotes the Medrash, one opinion in the Medrash, that was Eishes Noach. So the Ramban elaborates on that Medrash, he quotes a little more. Bachos Tuvo Kainamo, where did he get that she was Eishes Noach? Because she was saved and her children were saved. So obviously they must have had their parents who were tzaddik ma'arash po'anem. So Nama means that she was ni'ima b'masel, she was a tzaddikah, she was a wonderful tzaddikah, her brother was a rosha, the whole family were rishoyim, just like by Noach, the rest of the family, his brothers, his sisters, his parents, they were all rishoyim, and he was a tzaddik, and she was also a tzaddikah. Then the Ramban has another pshat from the Medrash, a machloikis amaroyim in the Medrash. The other interpretation is no. Achos tu v'kai namo. This Nama was the symbol of Gilead Arayis in that generation, just like Marilyn Monroe, just like the Madonna, whoever, every couple of years they have another Shiksit, or Gioris, whatever. Marilyn Monroe was a Gioris. Speaking of the Gioris, yeah. Yeah, Gioris, I tell you, not allowed to say, Haftamas Agir, okay. We all love Marilyn Monroe. So she was the symbol in that generation, Nama, that she was a Yefefiyo, and she got everybody to sin. She was the symbol of Gilead, right? And she got everybody to do Hashkosa in that generation. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik once held a whole drasha on this many, many years ago. I remember I was a little boy, and he held a whole drasha about this, that the Rambam in the Mer and the Vuchim starts off with Akasha. What do you mean? The Eitz Adas Toivara. Only if the Adam Rishon eats from the Eitz Adas, then he's zeichet to Das Toivara before. Then he had a shvacha cup. He didn't have das taivara. So the Rambam he has a lot of kashas. The one kasha in kemat sinuchayte niskar, that because of doing the averis, he gains das. And if before he ate from the eitz das, he was a labbar das. How is he punished? Acherish had to be caught on labbar das. So there's not a baronshin. So it can't mean that before he ate from the eitz das, he was a labbar das. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the chassidish is swearing quote from the Zohar, that it means a different touch. The Zohar says that Tovara Mirovim Zed Zed. That after a person does an Aver, he starts to rationalize, and everything becomes gray. Koidim Achet, before a person sins, so he knows this is black and that's white. This is a mitzvah, that's an Aver and shine. And after a person gets a little older and he starts to do Averis, Kibisho Omer Abuni, Kibisho Omer Adam Aver, Rishon Abon Nasis Lok Yehete. He rationalizes that what I did is not so bad, and other rabbi, this is an Avera, and that's everything that we say is an Avera is really a mitzvah, everything we say is a mitzvah, really an Avera, and that happens to everybody. So the chet of the Eitz Hadas, Tevaram, Yerom, Zemzeh, happens in everyone's own personal life. After a person gets used to talking Lashon Hara, so we are ready for our infamous, and Ishkin Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. What we talk is not Lashon Hara, and people cheat in business, and they say, that's not cheating in business, that's cheating, this is business, that's not cheating. And then everything, all the Averas that we do, we rationalize everything away. So that's what the Chassidish Svarim quote from the Zohar. Ramban also has like that, but the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim has a different word that the Rav gave an elaboration on. So the Rambam writes that Koidem Achet, by Adam Arishon, everything was either Emes or Sheker. He understood that his choice was based on Emes or Sheker, is it right or wrong? After the Chet, his choice was based on Tovara, is it pleasant or is it unpleasant? And when people make decisions based on what's comfortable and what's pleasant, so they're bound to make wrong decisions. A man is going to marry the girl who's going to give him the most pleasure. The best good-looking girl. Best good-looking girl may be a moron. She may be a prutza. Who says that she's frum? Who says that she's Jewish? Marilyn Monroe, who says that she's Jewish? Even if she is good-looking. So that was the chet of that generation. Achos tuval kayim namo. The other opinion in the Medrash was that Nama, she was such a good-looking woman. She was the symbol of that generation of Gilai Rice. That caused everybody to sin, and the Rav, I remember, continued to speak about the pasuk later in Bereishis, that the Bnei Hu'alehim, Ayur Bnei Hu'alehim, as Bnei Sodom, Ki Toiv Esein, Veikchalem Nashim, Mikoil Asher Bachoru. They married them because they were Toivus, just, it was like Toiv, not Emes and Sheker. The decision was based on Toiv. Whatever is Toiv, whatever is pleasant, that's what people do. Mikoyel Asher Bachoru, remember the Rav kept on stressing, Mikoyel Asher Bachoru, that people do whatever gives them comfort. Remember that time he was screaming about women walking with sleeveless in the summertime. They do why? Because they want Mikoyel Asher Bachoru. They do whatever is more comfortable for them. They don't care what the Torah has to say, they don't care about sneers, people just want to do what's most comfortable for them. We have to be careful even when it comes to learning. We all have to be very careful. A lot of times a person gets so fakishiv from a sharp svara And the sharpest svar is not always accurate. A lot of times the harif is the gevor, is so captures our imagination and it blinds us. And a lot of the harif is the things are just wrong. Same is true in hashkofa, and the same is true in halacha and psak. A lot of times someone says a very sharp vertel, but it's not always gehalten halacha. So that's what we have to be careful about, that it should be emes as opposed to sheker, and it shouldn't be tov as opposed to ra. Just recently on the plane back, I was just in Eretz Yisrael, on the plane back, I was reading, there's a sefer that came out a year ago, I think, Rav Nebenzahl's Droshes on Yom Kippur. And they told me to buy that sefer, it's Gvaldik. The second effort of the sefer is all a few hundred pages about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So he writes, it starts off with the Hesped that Rav Nebenzahl delivered on Rav Shlomo Zalman, and then there's some, one of the Talmidim of Rav Nebenzahl wrote up stories, very fascinating. So Rav Nebenzahl mentioned in the Hesped that Rav Shlomo Zalman once told over his father Avertel, and he tells over the Divrei Musa, that the Pasuk says, Al kol korban chatakriv melech, whenever you bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to put on salt, whether the korban is flesh, or the carbon is a mincha. A kol minchas chatakrid melech. I always ask boys in yeshiva, when you bring a carbon mincha, do you have to salt it? So they always think that salting kabbalah is like salting flesh. Well, who says you have to salt a mincha? No! The Rambam shita is that salting the mincha is more chomer than salting carbonis. Rambam holds that malicha by mincha is ma'akev. Malicha by shah carbonis is not ma'akev. So the din of malicha by carbonis applies to all carbonis. So what if you bring, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying over at Tasefta, the Gemara has a discussion. What if someone brings a korban melach to the Beis HaMikdash? He's donating salt. You have to put salt on that korban altar. The whole korban consists of salt. So he quoted at Tasefta, yes, you have to even put salt even if the korban is salt. So he said, what's the Musa Haskal behind it? So he said, even if a person has a very sharp svara, that's like salty already, it has such a geshmak at